Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, and I am very grateful that you are listening. You've tuned into, you've connected to, you've hit the app or wherever you're listening to a personal empowerment show right now. I want you to feel better and enjoy the journey, don't you want to? That's what I'm here for, and that's why you're listening, I presume. So I want to say hello and thank you. I'm just a human being like you, walking the planet and just trying to get through, but I've got lots of love, and I try to look for the good in the world. I am here to CCES, communicate, connect, empower, and inspire. And everyone could use a little bit of that, including me. It's been an interesting week this week. It's amazing how life and the universe and God and whomever speaks to you, and getting quiet and being able to hear that. And I've had some interesting research that I've done this week, and some woke up feeling an interesting way. And that's why if you follow Body, Mind, Spirit on radio, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on Twitter, you'll see that I tweeted this morning, I'm going to up my love game. I don't want to walk on street level anymore. I want to be just above that a little bit, not so I can look down on other people, but so I can inspire people and feel more love and be above the daily drama. Don't you want to be above, beyond, and away from the daily drama? Because people are like twisted vines. They get all caught up in the daily drama, and it sucks their soul and takes the joy out of life, and I don't want to live that way. We're all walking the planet, and we all only have so much time. So I'm here to share my perspective with you and hopefully encourage you a little bit and empower you and share all the love I have for you. I have infinite love for you today. The love is still there. The speech may not be so well, but the love is there, and the intention is there, and I appreciate you listening. And most of all, I want to have fun. I pay my bills, I'm a responsible citizen, but what's the point? If you're not having fun, what's the point? That's what I always say. And fun adds value to any experience. So you basically choose. This is a mind bender. I'm getting this message a lot this week that you have chosen everything that's happening in your life right now. Now, maybe you haven't chosen illness, or maybe you haven't chosen someone breaking up with you or passing away. That's all part of the experience. But most of all, you have chosen how to look and how to feel and who to be with. And, you know, maybe you need to up your love game too. Maybe you need to find people who love you more and appreciate you more. And they say the way to do that is to give out more love and appreciation. So here I am, Lisa's love boat, get on board. And let's sail away to happiness. Oh, that's good. Lisa's love boat, get on board and let's sail away. I did not write that down. That just came to me. And I'm telling you, that's just the way the week has been. I woke up the other morning with this on my mind. Love always. Laugh whenever possible. And listen with your heart. That's how I woke up. It's you know, now I didn't wake up thinking I got to do the laundry and who said what and offended me yesterday. I woke up and my thought was love always. Laugh whenever possible and listen with your heart. And I mean it, and I feel it. It's not just a poster or a coffee mug with a saying. I embody those feelings. And then I went to my little church discussion group last night and discovered the possibility that maybe that was God talking to me. There we watch these videos, and we have these great conversations, and maybe that was God speaking to me. And whatever God is to you, this is not a religious show. Everyone has their own beliefs and feelings, and it's just a great conversation. I love dialogue. In fact, if you want to talk to me right now, 646-378-0378, you can call in, 646-378-0378. I love to talk and converse and think thoughts, and I don't know, maybe that just bubbled up from inside of me, or maybe that was God talking to me. But I woke up thinking, love always, laugh whenever possible, and listen with your heart. I mean, sometimes if you're have a job and you have to listen with your brain, obviously your brain is a very powerful tool in your body. But I am a very heartfelt person, and that's where I come from. So I'm giving a love lift. It's like a facelift, but it's for your heart. I want to, and maybe you do too, rise up from your own dysfunctional upbringing. Think about what you're saying and don't repeat that emotional abuse to other people. Be better than that. Take nothing for granted. Nothing is to be gained by demeaning people and putting them down. So, yeah, I'm getting a love lift, and I'm lifting my vibration up off street level because I want not to put people down, not to look down on other people, but to hope to raise them up and get them to join me. Will you join me? Don't be negative. Don't put people down. Don't be mean. I don't understand that at all. Where does that come from? I guess I'm just naturally nice, and I guess I'm lucky. I try to be, at least. I'm human. We all have our moments. But I think we should savor our time together, and I don't want to waste a moment in angst and anger. And especially if you had a bad past, that's why I am here. This is where I have come from. I've learned a lot. I've had a very difficult childhood and upbringing. My parents are both gone, and of course I forgive them. They did the best job that they could do, even though parts of it were pretty traumatic. But as I said, they're gone. I'm here. It's my turn. I'm in charge, more or less, of what's happening. And I'm certainly in charge of how I feel. And so are you. You're in charge of how you feel. You're in charge of how you look at things. You are in charge of the words that come out of your mouth and the thoughts that are running around in your head. Those are your choices. And it may take some time to stop and think about that, but it is your choice. That gives you the power. If you're a control person, I always say I'm lucky if I can control my bladder. If you're a control person, control yourself. Control the way you look at things. Wayne Dyer always says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's really that simple. It's your choice how to be, how to think, how to act. If you want to focus on the negative, if you want to get all worked up about things that are wrong, it's your choice. But I don't think that's a great way to live. I want to savor the day. I want to be grateful for everything I have. And I want to be grateful for the beautiful fall that we've been having here. I'm coming to you from Southeast Michigan, and it has been an amazing, beautiful fall. In fact, a friend suggested that was our payoff after the horrible winter we went through last year. And so I've been out, and we've had some warm weather. We've been lucky. I'm grateful for that. Taking pictures with my cell phone. I'm not a professional photographer, although I really enjoy it, and I've gotten lots of good compliments. And I've tweeted some of those pictures. If you want to follow me on Twitter at Lisa's Love Notes, this, if you are on Twitter, Lisa's Love Notes, I've tweeted some of the pictures that have just been awe-inspiring. There's a street where I live, and it's probably a quarter mile long, and they've lined it with all these maple trees that all turn red at once. And finally, yesterday, they all changed. And I drove down the street and like several times. People were probably calling the police on me, but it was just beautiful. It was awe-inspiring and went right to my heart. And it was a crimson red, and it was a beautiful fall crisp day, and it was nature, and it was free, and it was inspiring. I mean, I guess you got to open yourself up to that. Maybe you'll just drive down there and think, somebody's dog did their job. No, just look at the trees and take a deep breath and be amazed at the wonder of nature and be grateful for it. I know I am. I went for a walk the other day. It was warm, and there's a historic park near here, and I took selfies of myself amongst the greenery because the flowers are, it's an interesting time in Michigan because the leaves are changing and about to go because it's almost November, but the flowers are still blooming, a lot of them, and it's a pretty cool time to be outside and take in nature and just relax and be grateful for it. And if you want to see my pictures, because I really enjoy taking them, you can follow me on Twitter at Lisa's with an S, Lisa S, Lisa's plural Love Notes. And check them out. And email me anytime, too, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. Or if you're listening live right now on this Wednesday morning, 646-378-0378 is the number to call and connect. And we can talk about anything you want. We can talk about, are you going to up your love game? Are you going to just elevate yourself a little bit to be above all the daily drama and look for the good in the world and rise up from your own dysfunctional upbringing and think about what you say to other people. People lash out and it's just sad to see. You really don't want to be that way. Who wants to be that way? Who enjoys being upset and angry? Who enjoys being mean to other people? Why would you? That's why self-awareness And self-love is so important. Self-awareness of knowing who you are and what are you here for. And a great way to figure that out is by meditating. And I reached out again to one of my favorite meditation leaders, David G. That's David J.I. He's an amazing communicator, and he has a website. You can Google him and find him easily. And it's a good way to get started on meditation, and it's a good way to continue your meditation practice. David G.J.I., check him out. It'll help you get that self-awareness that you need. It will help you get rid of all the conversation in your head that may be turning you in the wrong direction. And then it will help you with self-love. I love to read up, and I've been reading and inspired by a lot of different things this week, including nature. And someone wrote something about self-love, and actually a psychologist from the University of Michigan, yay, Michigan, that's where I'm from right now, talked about when you have that self-dialogue, and hopefully you're aware of that, because I know the minute I wake up in the morning, boom, I'm talking to there's a whole conversation going on there, and I try to steer it in a positive direction. But he mentioned that if you talk to yourself, instead of saying I, by actually using your name, that seems to make more of a connection and helps you make a positive change instead of saying, I need to do this. It's like, Lisa, you can do this. And kind of inspiring yourself. So just think about that when you're having your own inner dialogue and you're thinking about what you're doing today and how you're feeling today. Talk to yourself, but use your own name, because he's a psychologist and he's found that it's made a difference. So again, let's up our love game together. Like the uppercase mode in an old typewriter. Some people listening may have never even been in contact with the typewriter. We have a keyboard now on our computers. But you used to, like an old chunky monkey one, you press a button, a clunk, the whole typewriter thing goes up. That's what I want to do. I'm writing in all capital letters. Ooh, I'm raising my hands in the air right now. I'm up in my love game. I don't want to look down on life and people, but try to be above the drama. The playing out of old hurts and wounded souls does no one any good. Love them anyway and answer pain with a full heart and try to soothe the souls that have been battered with challenge and thoughtless acts and unkind words. I want to be a bandage to the emotional wounds of those in an unhappy, dissatisfied place. How are you doing? Are you in a happy place? Are you in a good place? You're listening? Are we connecting? Are we CCESing, communicating, connecting? Empowering and inspiring. Are you getting any of that? I would love to hear from you. You can email me anytime at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Or call now, 646-378-0378. Let's all up our love game together and operate from a higher place so you don't get caught up in the current of confusion and disrespect. So what are you going to do to up your love game? So in addition to being inspired by nature this week and just enjoying every moment of it, it's interesting how I come across different people and different things happen. And I choose to think everything happens for a reason. And I'm exposed to different people and different thoughts. And it's good. It opens up my mind probably too much. I probably spend too much time thinking about all this. So one of the people I had heard about but really came in contact with this week is Neil Donald Walsh. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's an author. He wrote Conversations with God, and he's busy on Facebook and Twitter. You can find out all sorts of information about Neil Donald Walsh. In fact, he is launching a 7-week online course. So if you are looking for a God-inspired inspiration, I highly recommend him. He's definitely a different guy. He talks about how he went to live on the street and he had nothing, and yet now he is who he is because of that experience that he went through. And although I don't want to connect with that thought, I definitely see the merits of it. I've been through some pretty tough times in my life. Lost a sister to breast cancer, a thriving, intelligent, beautiful mother of three who left us on this planet at the age of 51 due to breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Week, and I'm very aware of it after losing my sister to it and helping a friend through it. And it's any day that you are not going through something like that, then you should be kicking your heels and saying, zippity-doo-dah, I'm healthy, and I'm lucky, and I'm blessed, and I'm going to make the best of this day. I'm blessed. Let's make the best of this day. And Neil Donald Walsh was homeless and penniless and Now he's a best-selling author, and he's launching the 7-week online course, and it's definitely interesting to hear what he has to say. Another person I've connected with this week is Rob Bell. Have you ever heard of Rob Bell? He's an author, and he's a minister, actually from Michigan. He started a church in Grand Rapids, and he's currently on tour with Oprah. She's on her tour across the country. When I was lucky enough to see her when she came to Michigan, and Rob was with her. And he said what I always like to say, that every day and everything's a miracle. We're just walking miracles. We should treat ourselves that way. I mean, obviously, you got to pay your bills and you got to do what's expected to you and follow the law. But you are a walking miracle. Rob Bell says that. I say that. And he's got a new book coming out. It's very interesting. It's called The Zim-Zum of Love. He wrote it with his wife, Kristen Bell. Not the actress Kristen Bell, who actually is from Michigan. I know her and I know her father, but this is a different Kristen Bell. She became Kristen Bell when she married Rob Bell. And they have a new book coming out. And he has no idea I'm talking about this now, but I'm sharing with you what I've come across in hopes of helping you. And it's about marriage, which is not an easy thing to do. And the Zim-Zum of Love, they talk about their relationship and some of the struggles that they went through. Zim-Zum is actually a Hebrew term where God, in order to have a relationship with the world, creates space for that creation to exist. I thought that was really an interesting thought. In marriage, Zim-Zum is the dynamic energy field between two partners in which each person contracts to allow the other to flourish. Huh, that sounds like give and take to me. Zim-Zum, give and take. Mastering this field, this give and take of energy, is the secret to what makes marriage flourish. So Zim-Zum, the Hebrew term, giving each other space so you can grow. And to me, that sounds like it boils down to the basic respect. You got to respect each other. And probably got to compromise a little bit. But it's if you're going to have a marriage, if you're going to agree to a partnership, if you're going to commit in front of God and all your relatives or at a courthouse or the Supreme Court justice or wherever you decide to tie the knot, if you're going to make that commitment, then hopefully you're aware of what it takes to make it work. It takes respect and it takes trust. And I have a great interview here with the Love Doctor, Dr. Terry Orbach. It's here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can find a previous episode in which she talks about, and I thought this was, I asked her, how do you know you're ready to get married? And of course, she said respect and trust. But how you resolve conflict? I thought that was an interesting one. And you really do need to look at your prospective partner. I know everybody wants to get married, wants the ring and the dress and the china and the honeymoon. That's the good part. Then it's all over and then the hard work. Well, it shouldn't be hard work, but it takes some thought. It takes some effort. Let's say that. It takes thought and effort and trust and respect. And so if you are married or want to entertain a conversation, read a book about marriage, Rob Bell's new book, The Zim-Zum of Love, is coming out, and he's on tour. He lives in California now, and so far, I just checked his website, so far he's not going anywhere east on his tour, but I'm sure you can check that out. Another inspiration this week is always my buddy Deepak Chopra. He's got a new interesting book coming out. I'm almost afraid to read it. He's written a book about God, and that is something that can be very controversial for a lot of people. A lot of people are bred and raised with certain religious beliefs, and that's what they believe, and they don't really think about it, and they just go to church every week, and they give their 10%, and that's good for them. And I'm here to love, not judge. I'm not judging. I'm just stating a perspective on religion. So, but why I mentioned Deepak is because he has a free meditation series. He does these every few months, and you sign up for them, and they actually email you a meditation every day for 3 weeks, because I think 21 days you can start a tradition, you can start a practice, and you'll stick to it. And I think this one's with Oprah. Yeah, it's with Oprah. Oprah does a little opener, and then Deepak does the meditation. And I love them. They're great. Even if you can't get into a complete meditative state, they're great thoughts to share. And if you're a newbie to meditation, he talks and he guides you. And I find that very helpful. So if you want to know about that, you can always email me. I'll hook you up with any of these people, lisalovebarry@gmail.com. But I think that meditation series with Deepak starts next week. And of course, as I mentioned already, my man, David G., always available, David J.I. I think he used to work for Deepak, and that was a name they anointed him with. And he's a great communicator. And if you're looking to get into meditation or find out about meditation, I highly, highly recommend that. Something else that I came in connected with this week is about, you know, we all know that life is about kindness and compassion. Those are two of the most important parts of life, kindness and compassion. What is more important than love? Or what could be more important than that? Life that you live for yourself, I don't know. Is it worth it? What are you getting out of it? A life that you live for others gives you purpose, and it gets you out of that your own home zone, and it gets your head and your mind open, and you just connect to what's better in life. So I read about kindness this week, because who talks about kindness anymore? But I read that kindness can actually strengthen your immune system. It's really good for you. It makes you feel better. It's also often been referred to as helper's high, that warm feeling you get when you help someone. And I know an elderly couple, they're out twice this week. They got their meals paid for. She was saying, oh, it's buy it forward. I'm like, no, I think it's pay it forward. But how cool is that? They're out not once, but twice. Someone bought their meals for them when they were out this week. And believe me, this is couldn't happen to a more generous person to begin with. So it was fun to see how you pay it forward and you get what you give, and how this person who is so generous and thoughtful to so many other people had her meal picked up, and she actually seemed baffled by it. She actually didn't understand it, but I think it's the universe answering your generosity. So how lovely was that to see? It's good for your heart, too. Leads you to a connection with the person you help. And then human connection produces oxytocin, the hormone, which, in addition to well-known roles in breastfeeding and reproduction, is a powerful cardioprotective hormone. This means that it protects the cardiovascular system from some of the effects of lifestyle and stress. So you do a kind act for someone else, it releases oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, and that's protecting your heart. There's actually some research that actually shows that it widens your arteries, lowers your blood pressure, and even keeps the precursors to cardiovascular disease at bay. So kindness is good for you. Not only is it good for the other person that you're helping, obviously, but it's good. It's own health benefits. Kindness affects the immune system, and they actually did an experiment, of course, at Harvard. They had 132 students watch a 50-minute video that showed Mother Teresa carrying out acts of kindness. And then they did saliva swabs on them, and they did it before they started watching the video and again immediately afterwards. And the levels of salivary immunoglobulin, you know what that is, that's A-S-I-I-G-A, were then measured. And just so you didn't know, it's an important component of the immune system. And by the time the film was finished, the levels had risen in the students and were still high an hour later, just watching someone do an act of kindness. But of course, the goal here is for you to do the act of kindness. But the researchers suggested that this was because the students continued to dwell on the loving relationships that characterized the film. That's lit up in your love game, don't you think? In this case, feeling a connection with Mother Teresa and her loving actions led to the effect. And it was through aligning with the spirit of kindness in the person showing that spirit that actually improved the health of these people. It was thinking and feeling that raised an immune function. They were not out on the street doing kind acts themselves. And sometimes we underestimate the effects our own minds can have on our health. We take for granted that stressful thinking can take its toll on our health, but we rarely imagine that kind thinking can have the opposite effect. That's why I do this show. It's about love and kindness and encouragement, and I do it, and I don't know if it helps my blood pressure, because I just want to know that I'm connecting with people and that you're listening, and that I'm grateful for that. But hopefully you can feel and hear the love that I have in me that I want to share with you, and the perspective that I have, and maybe that will help you feel better about yourself and help you be healthier. I just think that that's the most important thing you can do, is to focus on love and to love others and love yourself and speak to yourself in a nice way. And as we said, there's new research saying if you use your own name, that could make a difference. Instead of saying, I look good today, you could say, I, Lisa, look good today. It makes it a bit more personal. And of course, exercise. I guess I talk about exercise a lot to inspire you and myself. I'm actually wearing my workout pants right now because that's what I'm hoping to do next. And I came across this great article about the 10 health benefits of walking every day. It doesn't have to be a big workout, but walking, a simple act of walking. Walking strengthens your heart. It lowers your bad cholesterol level, raises your heart rate, gets your blood pumping, and walking briskly for up to 30 minutes a day can help and prevent and control high blood pressure. It lowers disease risk, walking does. It can slash your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and half of America is, or maybe more than that, is on the cusp of having that. It can help keep your weight in check. If you're trying to lose weight, you need to burn about 600 calories a day, more than you're eating. So putting one foot in front of the other is the easiest way to do that. Now, I'm not a, I have the treadmill, and it shows you how many calories you burn. 600 calories, that would take me some time to have that happen. But hey, anything helps. And I love to lift weights. Lifting weights, it's not a big deal. It's like I'm doing like 8 pounds on each arm. But it releases a stress reduction hormone that I actually feel better. At least I've convinced myself that it does. Exercising can help prevent dementia. We know that being active has a protective effect on brain function. We know that because we've heard it. We talked to experts in the brain field. Dr. Rudy Tanzi did an interview with him that you could find here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, all about the brain. And, of course, he highly stresses the importance of exercise to help prevent dementia and osteoporosis, too. Walking counts as a weight-bearing activity. So it stimulates and strengthens bones, increasing their density. That's really important for women. It also helps maintain healthy joints, that staves off conditions like arthritis. That's good news. It tones you up, it tones your legs and your bum and your tum, and it can help shape your legs and give definition to your calves and your quads and your hamstrings. Everybody has that heel pain. And you can walk and strengthen out. They're actually attached to your calf muscles. So if you can stretch out your calf muscles, you can alleviate your heel pain. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on radio. Let's not forget your arms. Speed walk and move those arms. That can help you out. It boosts your vitamin D levels if you're outside walking in daylight. Vitamin D is a nutrient that's hard to get from food, but we can synthesize from exposure to sunlight. So, of course, you have to have your sunscreen on and be very careful about that. But being outside and walking, getting some vitamin D, and that's good for you. It gives you energy. It's just one of the best natural energizers around. Walking boosts circulation, increases oxygen supply to each and every cell in your body, helping you to feel more alert and alive, and it wakes up your stiff joints, and it eases muscle tension so you feel less sluggish. Are you inspired to get out and walk? I am. Woo, let's go. And last but not least, it makes you happy. The ability to exercise to boost mood is undisputed. Studies have shown regular moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking, is as effective as an antidepressant in cases of mild to moderate depression. Getting active releases feel-good endorphins into the bloodstream, reducing stress and anxiety. And don't forget, it's a social activity. You can walk around your neighborhood, you can walk at a health club, and you can meet people. And walking, you know, we hear it, we all hear it, we all know, eat healthy, eat those fruits and veggies, and get moving. And it doesn't have to be an intense jog through Central Park. It can go walking. I just read you 10 reasons why walking is good, and I know it's encouraged me to get up and get out of here and go move, and hopefully it will help you get moving, even to start out with 10 minutes a day. If you haven't exercised and you're walking or exercising for 10 minutes a day, you're changing your routine. And we all know that expecting a better life and better things to happen without changing something isn't going to work. So we're up in our love game, and I love that you are listening, and I would love to hear from you. Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I speak to groups. I speak to organizations. Happy is healthy. We can talk about getting happy and perspective, and that make your employees happy and boost your bottom line. And walking will do that too. Leaving you with a laugh. So thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate your time. And I hope you can up your love game. And I hope you can feel some joy. And I look forward to connecting with you next week.